Everyone, welcome back to Adulthood is a Project. This is
I forgot to pre-warn you I was going to do that one.
yeah, you did. This is a special bonus episode that we're going to be calling Happy Hour. Today, we're doing something a little different. All right. We're throwing all the editing out and we're keeping it raw and real, unfiltered. We've got an amazing guest joining us today. And so, if you're ready for a no script, no fancy edits episode, just an honest off-the-cuff conversation, you've something new, something fresh, this episode is for you. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to our mom.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the show, Mom.
Hi,
It's
Mom.
glad to be here.
All right,
We're
so
excited to
yeah, we're
have you.
excited. We are. So this is no filters, no edits. So we're just gonna see where the conversation takes us. And we only made a couple rules for happy hour. And the main rule is you had to have a cocktail in your hand. So today I'm having a little vodka water myself. Casey, what's
Oh.
your drink of choice today?
Okay. So since our guest is mom. Number one, I want to point out I have my cup and you can't read it. But it says
Mom got me my
shady.
cup. What's your
It
say?
says Shady Pines, Ma.
Look, I know, but that's awesome.
That is awesome.
See, I got my favorite little glass here. I like this little glass because it used to be my eggnog glass, but all the Christmas stuff washed off of it. So now it's just a glass.
Nice.
Yeah,
Little wine in there.
you'll never know.
Oh no. Oh, I know. I
It tastes pretty good, though.
Good. It's they were all like, I'm like, I got my glass from mom too. And it says may contain alcohol, and it definitely does. Trust me. We're solid on that one.
Mine's Golden Girls. It's Dorothy. And it
Oh,
says Shady Pines.
I love that. That's awesome. So, we had a little idea for happy hour is that, we're gonna have a guest on, we have a drink, and just kind of see where conversation leads just for fun. And we thought it might be really fun to do a truth or drink with our guests. So, if you're open to a little game, Mom, are you down?
Well, maybe. Okay, we'll try
Okay.
it.
So we, and it's not going to go crazy. We just each have two questions. We're going to each do two questions for a truth or drink. So
Okay.
we'll see. Casey, do you want to start us off or do you
Okay, I'll start us off.
want me
Truth or drink? Now, this is for everybody. We all have to play.
to? Okay.
Are you? I would also tell you, like, this isn't just the three of us, okay? This is going to be public.
Yeah.
Are you
Was that a
willing?
reminder not to overshare or
You share what you're comfortable with.
okay.
Are you willing to go into the last text message you sent and read it out loud?
Yes, except I can't do it from this phone because I'm
I was
recording.
going to say, yeah. I was going to say the same thing. I'm willing to do it. I can actually tell you what it was if you want.
There, let's do that because I think I can tell you what mine was too.
Okay.
It mine was okay. I'll go first. Mine was regarding the new roof colors that Gary and I are getting for the house because we're getting our roof replaced, and we got colors sent to me today. So I sent them to Gary, and he was having trouble seeing them. So I think the last one was, let me try to send it through Messenger, and he said it's really fuzzy.
I'm pretty sure mine was to my friend Barbie, and she was telling me about a fun customer that they were having in their office today who apparently quite the whole staff was like hoping to not have to deal with this person today. I'm pretty sure that's my life. And I was like, oh, that sounds like you're having a fun day.
Mine was to Sunny Boy. I'm not willing to discuss what we were discussing, but I said, got ya.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, my turn. What was your most embarrassing moment as a teenager?
Oh, that was a really long time ago. Like, really long. Like half a century long.
I was thinking on that one, and I'm like, I'm sure I had many, many of them to choose from. Nothing is coming off the top of my head.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't either, but mine was like a long time ago.
Okay, did you find okay, that something? I remember a guy I was dating. Mom, you might remember this, actually. And we had gone on a date, but we were like bowling or something with the family. And like he went to leave and he decides it's time he's going to tell me he loves me. He's like, okay, I'll see you later. Love you. And I'm like, thank you.
Was that what over at Grammy and Poppy's when we went bowling in Chillicothe?
I was so embarrassed. I was like, how did I just say thank you to that? Like, oh my God, like Charlie, holy, like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, and I just like freaked the minute I heard it. And I was like, thanks, and shut the door.
Yeah. He was on reserve weekend, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And he was a loser. Not the point of that story.
He was.
Yeah. What do you got, sister? Yeah.
He became a ditwad.
Yeah.
I think mine was okay. That was around the same time G.I. Jane came out. And she looked so awesome with her shaved head. And I wanted to shave my head so bad. I just knew I was going to look awesome. And Mom said, absolutely not. And so I thought I'd teach Mom a lesson. And I just had him cut my hair as short as possible. And I was like a boy for what, like a year? Year and a half.
I cannot picture you with his haircut.
You don't remember when you had a brother?
I remember it.
This is the most god-awful haircut I've ever had. And I just had, there was nothing I could do with it because my hair is so flat and straight and it won't do anything fun. So I have this short, crappy haircut and I can't do anything with it to make myself look like a girl. It was bad.
Yeah, you really taught me, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I like put Mom in her place. Yeah. Okay, so Mom, you can't think of a good one from high school?
I really can't. You better no, I don't think
so. Yeah, you better. We won't let you be alone. I got you.
Okay. Mine. Have you ever blamed your sibling for something and it's been a secret this whole time?
It's been a secret? No, I'm sure by now I would have told him. Because Mom and Dad have been dead for a long time.
Do you care to divulge what you might have?
Well, I'm trying to think. And most of them actually involve Uncle Wayne. And it's something that he would have said versus he didn't really blame anyone. And I don't know that. I'm sure if I blamed anyone, it would have been Uncle Bub.
But I don't know why. I'm sure it would have been Uncle Bub that I blamed.
All right.
I can't think of anything.
No.
Something tells me you got one.
Me?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I've ever blamed anyone for my dumbassery. No.
Hey. I wouldn't say I ever blamed, but if an assumption came from Mom that somebody else did it, I might not have taken the heat for it.
That sounds about right. Well,
yeah, I've done that, but like with your dad, made you guys assume your dad did something. Like eating all your candy.
I think I did admit to Charlie a while back that I let her take some spankings for me whenever we were playing a game.
She did.
And I was the one that had got up. So our game was, we got up and we would run around this kerosene heater and we would see how many times we could run around it without Mom getting up and screaming at us. And I made it like
the exciting childhood we led.
I ran around, I think, 5 times, jumped back in bed, and here came Mom down the hallway losing it, right? Because she's already yelled at us a few times. And I totally pretended to be asleep, and Mom caught Charlie and spanked her pretty good. And I just let it go.
I recall you telling me the story. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, I probably sat there crying. And she goes, yeah, you totally sat there crying. And then, didn't you say something like, so you want to try to beat me? I'm like, are you kidding me? You still want to play a game right now? She's like, I got 5. I'm like, no.
I was trying to get her to go. She wasn't having it.
All right, mine, this one, I don't know if it's as embarrassing. Yours are good. Mine was, if you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
Oh, I have 2 places.
I feel like I know one of yours, Mom.
Where do you think it would be?
Corpus Christi.
Oh, well, yeah, I love that place. You know that. I was actually thinking, anywhere in the world, I was thinking like Australia. Because I've always wanted to go to Australia. And I was thinking Italy, just because they have Italian food.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one.
But Padre would be really good, too.
I like that you're dreaming way bigger than I was for you, Mom. So good job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Padre is probably more feasible for me.
No, there's no fees. No, you don't have to be feasible on this. No. Yeah. Go Italy for the Italian food, I think. I mean, Australia would be cool, but I think a year in Italy would be
cool. Yeah, it'd probably be. I might have to cut it short, but.
What about you, sister?
I feel like I just want to travel for a year.
Oh, so you wouldn't want to set roots anywhere?
Right. Just nomadically live.
Okay.
One of those year-long cruise ship things.
Dude, yes. That'd be awesome.
Visit, that would be awesome. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be down for that.
They have those cruises, year-long cruises that you could do.
I know.
We've looked into them. Now, like, and you can work on board and everything. So, excuse me, guys. Oh, okay. Thought I had a sneeze in there. Sorry. I was like, oh, I'm going to try to get away from the microphone real quick. It didn't go. I think we're good. Okay. Can't even edit that out. We said no editing, so. I would probably say for me, I would do Italy or the Seychelles, because I've wanted to go to both places for a long time. So I'd kind of be down for either of those. Just to experience. And I think it would be cool to experience a whole nother country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be I'm sure I'd care where it was. Like, I don't think I'd want Mexico or anything, but yeah.
That
would be fun. Yeah. Oh, man. I was trying to think when we were going to do this episode that, so these happy hours audiences, the goal is going to be that we have a different guest on. And I was trying to think when, with having mom on, like, what would a listener want to know from mom? But I don't know. I think they would probably just want to be like, were they always this talkative growing up or something?
And anyone who knows the answer is yes. Always. How about that time I had to separate you in the car? Do you remember that?
No, me and Casey?
And?
Oh, no.
All three of you. We had a station wagon then, and I was driving through Kansas City coming up from Texas, and I just was afraid I was going to miss my exit. You guys would not shut up, period. And it's like, okay, Charlie, you get up here in the floorboard of the front seat. I left in the middle seat in case you had to go at the very back of the station wagon and sit away from each other while I drove through Kansas City.
I like that you had to be on the floorboard, dude.
I know. I was like, thanks, Mom.
Because you talked the most. Closer to me.
You know what's funny is, so you know, sister, whenever we edit, our voice line comes across and we're two different colors.
Yeah.
And I showed it to Big J the other day because I was editing. And I said, just looking at the colors, can you tell who's who? And he said, oh, that's easy. Charlie is the green and you're the purple because there's so much green.
You know, it's funny you mention that because I had this thought just maybe a day or two ago that I was in my head. I'm like, I need to really like stop talking sometimes and just listen.
I enjoy listening to you.
Like, oh, thanks. I'm like, I get to yapping and then I'm like, because I'll see that too in our stuff where I'm like, see the extra. I'm like, well, I really put in some words on this one, didn't I?
Do you think you exceed your limit of words for the day?
Is there a limit of words?
That, yeah, well, like, I don't think I've had one.
Well, no, but I read somewhere that women speak, and I don't remember how many it was, but like, I want to say 20,000 words a day. And that may be over much, but it was a lot, a whole lot. And men speak in the hundreds.
Well, probably about right.
That, but I don't remember the numbers exactly.
I would not say, I don't know that I've ever hit my limit of words, but I like that turn of phrase. I definitely will hit a point where I'm peopled out for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Which then leads me to not wanting to talk anymore, I guess.
Yeah. Just get away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man,
I don't know. I don't think about that too much, but probably because I do talk so dang much. I think twice about it.
Well, I know why. The reason would be because most of the time people don't listen to you and I. We've had that discussion before.
We have.
Yeah.
Then we got to repeat ourselves. Not everyone's paying attention to us.
Right.
I mean.
Left her flabbergasted.
I hear you both all the time. Whether or not I feel like acknowledging what you've said might be another source.
Like, oh, I'm listening. I'm just not replying to you.
Pretending like you're not talking because what you said made no sense.
So anyways, moving right past that.
Like, I don't want to open up that can of worms.
Oh, here's one for you, Mom. Maybe our listeners would like to know. Have we ever brought home a boy that you just thought, ooh, this is a disaster?
Well, yeah. And I shared with you that I thought it might not be a good idea. Anytime I did not care. Yeah, I did. It's like, I would say something like, are you sure this is who you want to date? But I always supported you in whatever decision you made.
I don't recall those conversations.
She's probably like, with me, she's probably like, every single one you brought home, Charlie. Like, yes, they're all of them. Sure. I didn't mention any of them.
Oh, man.
With yours, too, actually, Casey. I don't know that you had an awesome track record of that.
An awesome track record. I tried not to bring boys home.
Oh, man, yeah, when it's that level of introducing to the family, you got to really prep some stuff first.
Oh. You're like, well, listen, you're going to have to meet the family. Let me try to prep you for this.
Yeah. That whole, there's no way around this, so you're kind of going to have to do it. And, yeah, so, and then it's like you have to give this spiel, like, like you got to explain the whole family before you bring them around.
Like, even as an adult now.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Because when I had to bring Big J around, I was like, oh, God. I don't quite know how to explain my family to you. Just here we are.
Yeah. In all our glory. Did you feel that way when you were growing up, Mom? You were dating someone?
We come from a small town. Everyone knew everyone.
Yeah. But were there people where you're like, oh, I don't want to bring them home because my mom or dad won't like them? Or
no, they knew everyone. No. Well, there might have been one, but that's after I graduated.
Was it dad?
So, no, I was on my own, so that doesn't really count.
It was our dad.
No, not your dad.
You're like, I gotta explain this guy to everyone else.
Right.
I think that's so funny. Goodness gracious. Good times growing up. I don't know. And now as adults, I would say Mom has to deal with all of our shenanigans. We still...
Have the shenanigans gotten worse or better as our...
Well, I'd say maybe, I don't know, because I'm in my head thinking back to that Thanksgiving that Charlie came home and Aunt came down. That was just a few years ago.
Yeah. We
had... And you included your kids in that one.
Family affair.
Yeah.
That was a lot more than you would have done as a teenager. But
I'll give it. So
well, at so home,
we did. It was what was that show we were basing that on? I forgot now.
Impractical Jokers.
Yes, Impractical Jokers. And so we all like sat around the night before Thanksgiving, and had like. We wrote all this stuff, like all these things on a piece of paper you had to do. Right?
It's me, Charlie, Sunny Boy, and the Flower Child. And we wrote, I think, four things you had to do.
Because our friend A was like, I don't want to do this.
So she was the judge that kept track of everybody.
Yes.
So, like at one point. And so, like, it would be your turn, and you would have to draw a piece of paper out of your pocket because you had to draw four pieces of paper, and you stuck them in your pocket that day, and you didn't know what they said. And so you would draw the piece of paper out of your pocket, and you had to do the thing. And if you weren't willing to do it, you would kind of, like, you gave You gave a signal that you weren't going to do it.
So then the next part, one of them was we had to tell the big G-man that his turkey was dry. I was like, I felt so horrible.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And I had to like stand up and chug a drink, and like I just stood up and I'm like, everybody watch me chug this.
So all day we're doing these dumb things. I was just like, what's wrong with you guys? And I think what really threw it over the edge was at the end, I had to moon.
Yes, the loser.
The loser had to moon, which was me.
at the big light show that they went to.
We're full on out in public light show, and I had to moon the family.
Yes.
That set things a little over the edge. Mom was done. Big G was done. Like, everyone was like, this, no, I don't know what is happening, but this can stop right now. They're like, okay, all day we've been playing a game.
Oh, man. And what about at the movie theater when we had to try to convince somebody that they knew us from somewhere?
Oh, yes. Didn't Sunny Boy get that one? Was it Flower Child?
The Flower Child had to try to convince this guy that she knew him from a Halloween party where she was dressed up like a slutty witch.
Yeah. Yes.
And she was like, I was so embarrassed because Grandma was walking by and I almost had this guy convinced. But then that one guy was like, what was he saying? Like, he was a Jehovah's Witness. He's like, I don't celebrate Halloween. It wouldn't have been me. And she's like, yeah, it was you.
The silly pranks we come up. I mean, I don't even know that it was a prank. It was just playing a game, something to do. Shenanigans, our shenanigans. And that, listeners, is the stuff our mom gets to deal with. So like, she's probably like, I got to explain you guys to people when I introduce them too.
Oh, I do. There have been times I've said, I apologize in advance for anything they might do.
For how awesome we are.
Apologizing for our awesomeness.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite Thanksgivings, though. We had a good time.
It was hilarious, for sure. For sure.
Mom's like, that's why we haven't invited you guys back since.
Right. I do think that might have been the last Thanksgiving I went home, too.
It was the last Thanksgiving you came home.
I haven't come up with any good games to play since then, so.
We gotta keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man. Too funny. Dude, I don't know. I feel like we do like to come up with silly shit. I mean, I'm sure we did when we were kids, too, but I don't know if they were that epic.
I don't think so. I mean, we did a lot, yeah, but it was just like kid stuff.
Yeah. That's not that way.
Well,
I mean, we were angels. Do what?
So we were probably afraid we would get spanked if we did something too crazy.
Well, we did grow up in that generation where you spanked your kids still.
It's called discipline.
Yeah. I think some kids still get spanked, but not like back in our day. I actually just shared this little bit. I was going to say wisdom, but that's not the right word, but this little phrase that mom used to use on us with my friend the other day. She's like, what? She goes, I'm going to use that. Our mom, one of her favorite lines, or it seemed like it was to me, I heard it a lot, was, your ass is grass and my hand's about to be the lawnmower.
That's what my dad used to say.
What is happening right now? I don't even understand. And that, well, what it meant was I was about to give a butt beat.
One of the things I've always picked up from mom is like, and I do it, I've always done it to my kids, where say they're watching a show or something, and they would be like, in a minute, mom, I'm watching TV. I'm like, I'm about to watch TV, your butt.
I do think mom was starting a lot of stuff on our butt when we were younger.
Oh, or my favorite is always when the kids are, he's touching me. I'm about to touch everybody in here.
Everyone's getting touched here in a minute.
My hand's about to touch everybody's butt.
I love that. That's so funny. I saw a reel the other day. You guys know I'm clearly addicted to those at this point. It was a lady, and she goes, "You don't know. You want to know why our generation doesn't look our age, and we look so young?" She's like, "Because we got beaten the next week by our parents more times than we can count, so we're extremely younger." I'm gonna beat you so hard you're gonna land up in last week or something. I'm like, that sounds not right. That is what our doing. This is like we time traveled a lot.
That's true, because my brothers and I used to say that to each other. I'm gonna knock you clear in the middle of next week, and you're gonna miss. Or sometimes we would be, I'm gonna knock you clear at the middle of next year. And you're going to miss Christmas.
Going to miss Christmas.
That would, mom, that would have been your biggest fear as a child. What don't I mean missing Christmas?
That'd be my biggest fear now. What are you saying?
Good point. Oh, man. That's so funny. I don't know what I was doing, you guys. I swear I was an angel child. I don't even understand, but I definitely got the lawnmower and the, yeah. My hand's going to be on your butt.
Whatever. I still remember, and this is one of those funny things, and I was thinking about it the other day, because we had randomly brought it up. In, I think, our bullying episode, where you'd gotten in trouble in Mr. K's class. Oh. And you ended up getting detention, I think. And I was so mad because you got zero punishment at home. And anytime I got detention, I was in so much trouble. And I told Mom, I said, I made bull crap that Charlie's not in trouble at home. And she's like, Casey, Charlie's punishment was that she had to actually come home and tell me. I was like, I come home and tell you all the time. And she's like, I know, and it's not much punishment for you. That's why you get grounded.
Mine was like being too scared to even tell mom.
That was your big punishment, was that you had to tell mom.
I had to be honest.
I'm like,
it sounds about right.
From school when I'm in trouble. She's like, I know, Casey.
You're probably always in trouble. Listen, I took enough spankings for you clearly when we were kids.
One time.
Okay, that you're admitting to.
School. I got in trouble at school a lot.
Yeah. I don't think I did.
Mom.
No, you didn't.
When we were young.
She did get in trouble some, but not a lot. Her biggest issue of getting in trouble at school was that she talked too much. And the teachers always, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've heard it said every way you can imagine. On your report cards, on parent-teacher conferences. One teacher said, she's very sociable, isn't she? Like, yep.
That's why mom quit going to parent-teacher conferences.
No, there was a different reason that I quit going, and Gary started taking care of high school because I was responsible for grade school and the two younger kids.
Gary went hard.
He did. After we got high school. After we had Chris and Amanda.
Oh, I was like, I don't remember having those in high school.
Oh yeah, you did.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Did Gary hear all kinds of good things about us?
Did he hear what?
All kinds of good things about us.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he heard all kinds of things about you.
I mean, at the parent-teacher conference when he would go.
I know what.
Of course he did.
Excellent students we probably were.
Mm-hmm. Wait. And how sociable you were.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So. What was I in trouble for at school?
You were sarcastic and smart alecky. I used to think, oh my gosh, these are the teachers I had, and look what you're doing, what you're saying to them. How can you talk to them like that?
It's easy. You're like, that gave me openings left and right.
It did. It just left themselves wide open. Wide open.
That's awesome. I told you guys, we really did have the same teachers our mom had, so at least two of them. Mr. K, Mrs.
Yeah, more than two.
I was just thinking those two for sure, but
yeah. Who was you thinking?
Mr. K and Mrs. K.
Yeah, but you had Mrs. Wagler.
Wagler.
Oh, yeah. I liked her, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was your teacher, too.
Yeah.
I don't think I was that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Smith was your principal, but he was my teacher.
Oh, yeah. I think he really liked me. Mm-hmm. We're pretty good buddies.
So. So, yeah.
He gave me my own history class.
Yeah.
In detention?
Miss Fordyce couldn't handle me anymore in her classroom. And he said, you have to have this history class. And so you can't go to her class anymore, because if you get in trouble one more time in her class, you're an out-of-school suspension. And this was the day that she sent me to the office for zero reason. I literally walked into her class. That's all I did. Walked into her class. And she said, I can't today with you. Just go to the office.
She's like, I was like,
I haven't even done anything yet. And she's like, get out of my classroom. You walked in here and that's all I needed today. I was like, okay. So I went down there and Mr. Smith was like, you are in so much trouble at class. And if you get one more, like if she sends you to the office one more time, you're out of school suspended. And so he said, from now on, during history class, you just meet me down at the library. So that's what I did.
That's funny.
I didn't learn too much.
I mean, it's probably all a lie anyway. Isn't that what they're telling us these days online, that half the stuff we learned was a made up thing anyway, so whatever.
Oh, yes.
It was probably the day you were learning Christopher Columbus discovered America that already had people in it, but he discovered it. So
he discovered it for other people.
Mom, he couldn't have discovered something that was already inhabited by people.
But he discovered it for the people that didn't know it was there.
I don't agree with that viewpoint. He didn't discover anything. That'd be like saying I discovered the grocery store because my neighbor hadn't been to that particular Aldi's before.
Hey, have you never used that expression? I discovered the greatest little store. Have you never used that expression? I discovered the greatest restaurant. So it's like a new restaurant that you have found that's maybe your friends don't know about.
I'd probably word it that way. They're like, oh, I found a cool spot that I've never heard of before, but you guys probably have, is what I'll say. I think I say something along those lines.
Yeah. I think I would probably say we discovered. I would use it that way. We discovered this restaurant.
Fair enough.
Have you ever been there?
But in general, so maybe that's what Columbus is. Murdering people so that I can take it over.
Do what?
I don't want anyone else to say they found it before me. You're all about to die. Guess what I discovered? Oh, man. Things we learned in school. Attention, no attention. That was what it was. I definitely, in my head, I think we're a lot cooler than we probably are. I feel like we probably made our mark in that school. I do believe I was the first person ever to get in school suspension. They had no idea what to do with me. So they put me in the counselor's office, and I colored papers all day. Like, legit just colored pictures, because no one gave me homework or anything. I just sat there.
Well, yeah.
Like, we'll never have to do this. Now they have a whole room for it, though.
But keep in mind, your uncles were there before you. You think they didn't get in trouble?
That's what I'm saying. How did they not get in trouble and create
all this? They did. They did.
But they had SWATs back then.
Yeah.
True.
And plus, they would go home to dad.
Fair. So the school didn't see fit to maybe put them in detention.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe their ass was grass. Your dad's game was going to be the lawnmower.
Right. You got it.
I like it. I like it a lot. So, yep. Well, we'll see. Mom, is there anything you'd like to discuss while we got you on here at all? Or
I can't think of anything to discuss. Mm-mm. No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thanks for being our first guest on our first happy hour, Mom.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Being our guinea pig on how this all works, for sure. We've enjoyed it very much. Been a really fun little chat in there. Listeners, if you got anything you want to throw in there, put them in the comments. We'll ask Mom and get answers back to you if you weren't satisfied with all the questions we asked. Or truth or drink. Here we go. So I would say thanks so much for joining us on this first episode of A Happy Hour, Adulthood as a Project. And until next time, cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cheers.